You're listening to SBS News.
Academic Jesse Moritz counts imprisoned British Australian Kylie Moore-Gilbert as a friend and colleague. After almost 2 years, she says she simply can't stay quiet anymore.
Every piece of publicly available evidence suggests that quiet diplomacy isn't working. So that's why we've decided that we can't in good conscience remain quiet anymore.
Dr. Moritz, with other colleagues of Dr. Moore-Gilbert, launched a website called Free Kylie to raise awareness for her case. It followed news the Islamic studies academic had been suddenly moved from Evin Prison to Kachak Prison, one of the most notorious prisons in Iran, earlier this week. Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch is calling on the Australian government to at least ensure Dr. Moore-Gilbert can be transferred back to Evin Prison and be given phone cards so she can contact her loved ones.
I think it's worse that she's been transferred to Kachak Prison, where conditions certainly are worse for a lot of prisoners and where the hygiene standards are worse. And in the midst of this pandemic, knowing that Iran, you know, is really grappling with COVID, you know, this is not a good sign at all.
Dr. Moore-Gilbert was arrested in late 2018 at Tehran Airport after she attended an academic conference. Fellow conference attendees and a subject she interviewed as part of her research had reportedly flagged her as suspicious. She was convicted of spying after a secret trial. No evidence of her alleged crimes has ever been made public. Former colleague and friend Marika Sosnowski says what happened to Kylie Moore-Gilbert hits close to home.
This is part of what we do. We ask questions in order to get information. So, of course, this could have happened to any of us, and, of course, not just in the Middle East either, but certainly it could have happened to any of us.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has reiterated the federal government's commitment to working on Dr. Moore-Gilbert's case.
It's a terrible situation to be in. Yeah. Absolutely, we're worried, and you know we are doing what we can to provide the appropriate levels of support. As I say, this is one of our highest priority cases around the world right now.
The Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed in a statement to SBS News the Iranian government has advised that our ambassador to Iran will be allowed to make a consular visit to her shortly. Iran state media said overnight Dr. Moore-Gilbert is in perfect health, a claim her supporters say is doubtful. Jesse Moritz says she hopes the federal government can secure a political deal with Iran before it's too late.
I don't think anyone could go through what she's been going through and not suffer enormously. I know that she's an extremely resilient person. She's smart. There's been reports that one of the reasons that she may have been punished in recent weeks is that she was encouraging other female detainees to hum to try and keep up their spirits. That's the type of person that she is.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.